Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
Thanks for joining us for day 14 of In His Steps. Today's title is The Reward for Serving. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 2 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Our text today is Matthew 16, 27 through 28. "For the Son of Man is going to come with His angels in the glory of His Father, and then He will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom." Jesus concludes His powerful statements about the commitment and cost required to follow Him with the promise of rewards at His return. Scholars have had difficulty pinpointing the exact meaning of Jesus' declaration. R.C. Sproul observes, "Jesus ended this brief discourse with one of the most enigmatic statements that we have found so far in the Gospel, one that twists the commentators on this book into all kinds of knots." Bruce Barton provides a simpler and more understandable look at the possibilities. "Jesus, here again using the self-designation of Son of Man, will come again, but at that time He will be in His exalted state as King and Judge. The future tense of the phrase, 'is to come with His angels in the glory of His Father,' indicates Christ's glorious second coming, the time of future judgment when present life ceases and everyone will be repaid for what has been done. The idea of repayment is taken from Psalm 62:12, "Steadfast love belongs to You, O Lord, for You repay to all according to their work." The judgment referred to here is positive, involving the Son of Man's loving acceptance of true disciples. While Jesus called His followers to deny themselves, take up their crosses, and follow, He also promised great reward. Their self-denial and discipleship would not be wasted. Their repayment would come in the glorious future kingdom of God. Jesus Christ has been given the authority to judge all the earth. Although His judgment is already working in our lives, there is a future, final judgment, when Christ returns, and everyone's life is reviewed and evaluated. This will not be confined to unbelievers. Christians, too, will face judgment. Their eternal destiny is secure, but Jesus will look at how they handled gifts, opportunities, and responsibilities in order to determine their heavenly rewards. At the time of judgment, God will deliver the righteous and condemn the wicked. When Jesus said some would not taste death before seeing the coming kingdom of God, He may have been referring to Peter, James, and John, who would witness the transfiguration a few days later, those who would witness the resurrection and ascension, the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost, and all those who would take part in the spread of the church after Pentecost. Some people reading this passage have assumed that Jesus was promising that the disciples would not die before He came back to set up His glorious kingdom. Perhaps the disciples themselves at first thought that Jesus was referring to His glorious rule on earth. But the disciples have died, so this passage must be interpreted differently. Jesus' transfiguration, which immediately follows, was a preview of that coming glory. At the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus' glory, identity, and power as the Son of God. In 2 Peter 1:16-18, Peter definitely says, "We told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of His majesty." Thus, certain disciples were eyewitnesses to the power and glory of Christ's kingdom. Jesus' point was that His listeners would not have to wait for another Messiah because the kingdom was among them, and it would soon come in power. The meaning of Jesus' promises here is anything but clear to us. We may not see it as clearly as we'd like, but here's what we do know. When Jesus begins a statement with, "Truly I tell you," listen hard and long. He emphasized what he said for a reason. Jesus holds power over death. While most Christians will die, some will not. Jesus' kingdom has a future. The present is not the final chapter. The future will be bright with Jesus in charge. Jesus is coming. That should fill us with anticipation, and we should place our hope in Jesus' words. We can all be assured that Jesus is coming back. When he returns, we will know that he will repay us for everything we did for his glory. As you pray, worship, give, and serve, know that your walk with Jesus leads to a life of fulfillment and a real satisfaction. Following in his steps leads to the most rewarding life now. Not to mention, it will lead to a rewarding life for all eternity. Now here are some questions to consider. How does today's scripture encourage you to surrender daily in service to Jesus and others? Even though following Jesus is difficult at times, how do these verses put things in perspective about every sacrifice for him being worth it? In this journey, in his steps, what steps do you need to take to ensure you are following him? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.